USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Florida, the State Elections Canvassing Commission met this morning and certified results of the November 6th voting, plus the subsequent recounts. Republican Governor Rick Scott taking the U.S. Senate race over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by just over 10,000 votes. Republican Ron DeSantis was elected governor by 32,000 votes over Democrat Andrew Gillum. Combined, the Camp Fire in Northern California and the Woolsey Fire in Southern Cal have now claimed 80 lives, and they've claimed thousands of buildings, including the homes of 50 firefighters like this one.
I've always been on this side for 20 years on the fire department, watching other people's homes burn down, but when it's your home and you have to actually deal with that emotion, it's a different side.
Still no word on why Facebook and Instagram have been suffering outages and problems today in the U.S. and Europe. And this is USA Radio News.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A national consumer watchdog group is out with its annual report on toys.
We must protect our youngest consumers from unsafe toys.
U.S. PERG Director Mike Litt there, who says the group has released its long-running annual Trouble in Toyland report detailing which toys are not safe for little ones.
Parents and caregivers should watch out for common hazards when shopping for toys.
The group says this year it looked at 40 popular toys and found 15 of them with issues. One of them included the Fabula Forest, which has small pieces that can be choking hazards. And they found 6 different slime toys that contain high levels of boron, which they say can be a hazard if ingested. The White House not commenting on a report that Ivanka Trump used a personal email account to send hundreds of messages to fellow White House aides and cabinet officials. A spokesman for her lawyer says she used the private email before she was notified of the rules and that she now complies. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky is speaking to some folks at one of the busiest airports in America, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, as the Thanksgiving holiday getaway begins.
Gobble, gobble, it's going to be busy.
He did just say gobble, gobble, right?
Yeah, gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say every Thanksgiving. He's 4, yeah.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping Thanksgiving travelers with their bags. What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
They're crazy.
The Thanksgiving travelers in a good mood, heading to cities where the weather is warm.
Phoenix, Arizona, it's 80 degrees. There's snow on the ground in Chicago.
Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan says the troops the president sent to the U.S.-Mexico border will be back home by Christmas. Buchanan says the current plan is to have that mission of supporting Border Patrol finished by December 15th. And the first recreational marijuana dispensaries are opening in Massachusetts today. The state's Cannabis Control Commission announcing on Friday it had authorized 2 stores to start selling marijuana products. Massachusetts, the first state on the East Coast to sell recreational pot. And thousands of people took to social media early this morning in Southern California to say they saw some sort of a streak of light that went across the sky, some saying they felt an explosion with it. No word on what it may have been. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.